It's The Doors, Light My Fire on the Home Run with Lee Dixon. She's on the road and busy. It's Anita Dow. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Lee, and good afternoon to your listeners.
We're seeing a little bit more movement regarding the location of the Burnie Courthouse this week.
Oh, and isn't it pleasing to see, Lee? Look, I just want to congratulate the community on their hard work in advocating so strongly in their opposition to this project. I'd like to see the government go further and actually rule out moving the court at all. They haven't done that yet, and they need to. And, you know, I think the next 3 months, as they look to identify that site in the CBD, I understand from my work with the business community in council and others that there are identifiable sites that could be used. So let's hope common sense prevails.
Why do you think it is that people in power or governments find it so hard to actually just say, all right, sorry, we stuffed up, back to the drawing board. We have to go this long way around for something that we probably won't even change anyway?
I just think I don't know why that is. And I still don't understand why the government haven't consulted with the local community. They just, even from day one, they didn't ever do that and just made announcements via the local newspaper. And I think that was their first sort of error of judgment. And I think they have underestimated the discontent in the community for the proposal.
So where do you reckon it's going to go from here? I mean, the town has made the squeaky wheel gets the oil. We know that. Well done. It's still on the cards. So there are other locations within Burnie that may fit the bill. What are your thoughts? How do you think this is going to play out?
Well, I think, Lee, it's important to say that the current site's not fit for purpose, and we've always acknowledged that. So I think the government have made it pretty clear that it's not able to be renovated on the current site. And obviously, we made a commitment to do that or to look at another site. That wasn't possible. So my understanding is now that this expression of interest process will take place, which is what should have happened in the first place, and there'll be the opportunity to look at alternate sites in and around the CBD.
And with something on this scale, these are like literally once-in-a-century kind of opportunities to kind of move some Lego blocks around, so to speak. And, you know, this is a really good example of how a city can change with things starting to move around, right?
Absolutely. And it's a great opportunity for revitalisation in the CBD, and it offers the opportunity to open up perhaps an area that's old and tired and underutilised. And, you know, I think the government have acknowledged that there is a need for some revitalisation around the CBD, so let's hope that they work with the local council to provide some additional funding to do some more of that work in and around the CBD to complement a brand new court complex on site in the CBD.
Have you had your eye on anything else locally? I mean, you've been busy in Hobart lately. What have you taken out of Parliament recently?
Well, Parliament's been the government, you know, during this last week and the weeks before, you know, there were a lot of unanswered questions that we had asked about the integrity of the government. And obviously this week we saw belatedly an apology be made by two ministers of the government. And it's fair to say that, you know, I think Tasmanians expect more of their government, and that there should have been an apology forthcoming for some of the remarks and gestures that were made in that last week of Parliament a fortnight ago that did really have a great impact on victim survivors, in particular Ms Skeggs, and it was very appropriate that those ministers apologised, and they finally did that yesterday, and I want to thank them for that. So I think that will make some difference to those that it certainly had a traumatic impact upon. But it's certainly not the standard of behaviour that Tasmanians expect of their ministers.
No. Okay, on a local front, what are you looking forward to in the next few weeks here on the northwest coast?
We'll be back in the electorate now for the next 2 weeks, so that will be great, and I'll be heading down to Central Ahead and hopefully to the West Coast next week, which will be good. And I just wanted to touch on the fact that today the government have announced, Lee, that the 5 to 11-year-olds community pharmacists will have the opportunity to provide the vaccination program for children if they opt in to do so. And we've been calling this for a very long time and really pleased that that announcement's been made, because we think it makes sense for the trusted community pharmacists in and around our towns and cities to be able to support and provide advice to parents and provide a vaccination program to children, particularly where it's in more rural and remote areas and where there's not good access to general practitioners or public health clinics that have been stood up across the state. So that's a really great announcement today that the government's made, and hopefully that will mean that more of our children and parents will be coming forward and being vaccinated.
Deputy Opposition Leader Anita Dow, thank you for joining me on the Home Run today. Appreciate it. Have a lovely weekend.
Thank you, Lee. You too.